Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, David Stearns, president of Dale Carnegie, Maine. Why is Dale Carnegie still relevant today? Leadership, communication, and sales training are still relevant, and in fact, probably even more relevant today than ever. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we're talking with David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie, Maine. Welcome, David.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, great. Well, Dale Carnegie has been around a long time. How long?
Dale Carnegie's program started in 1912. He walked into a YMCA in Harlem on 125th Street on October 22nd. So we've just had our 103rd anniversary. He put a marquee out, public speaking tonight for businessmen. Sorry, women, for businessmen. And that was the genesis of the Dale Carnegie course worldwide, 80 countries, 35 different languages.
Well, of course, it's not just for men anymore, as they
say.
No,
you're right.
It's for males, females, children.
Yes.
Really, it is an overall training leadership course.
Correct.
And courses, I should say. Tell me a little bit about the philosophy behind it. What is it that Dale Carnegie looked at and said, hey, these are the principles we need to build a training course on?
Well, he originally started, when he began, he was in New York. He's not related in any way to the Carnegies of Andrew Carnegie fame. When he came to New York, his name was actually spelled with a Y, C-A-R-N-E-G-A-U-Y. And when he got to New York, being a kind of a marketer, he was from Missouri. He's a farmer from Missouri. And he came to New York to be a great actor. He wanted to be the next Barrymore. So he spent a year in the Academy for Dramatic Arts in New York, and he said he would leave that year unpublished in his life. It was, he considered, a miserable failure, although he did learn some things. So he was looking for something to do. He was very good in debating and public speaking in college. And so he called on that talent as a way to start some kind of a program, some way of getting some money. He approached the colleges, and he says in his writings, they somehow discovered that they could make it without him. So he started he went to the YMCA, and on a commission basis, paper night, he rented a room and started what is today the Dale Carnegie course. So very humble beginnings, but his goal was to help people develop their public speaking skills because he was riding the industrialization age, the early 20s, the late 1800s, when everything was being industrialized and leadership and salesmanship and all these things were really starting to resonate. And the thing that held people back was their communication skills. So he kind of caught the wave at the crest and started his programs.
Well, as we flash forward here into, 2015, a lot of courses now at Dale Carnegie.
Yes.
Over many different categories and areas. We're going to talk about them during the program today, but
okay.
Tell me a little bit overall about where you see the change just in the last few years where
wow.
Online has certainly become a big area. Tell me a little bit about where you see Dale Carnegie going.
Okay, great. Well, to put that in perspective, I'll back up a little bit. Primarily, when I started in the business 33 years ago, we were primarily known as a training organization that offered public programs, where individuals or teams from various organizations would come into a public program. And over a period of time, 8, 10, 12, even 14 weeks, we would work with them on our methodology and our skills to build, if it was the Dale Carnegie course, communications, leadership, confidence, people skills. So that was the soft skills leadership course that we offered. We also had a public sales course, which was a 12-week program that worked specifically on selling skills, asking the right questions, handling objections, closing, all of these types of things. We have a management program, which is a process course, deals with planning and organizing, control systems, time management, and a high-impact presentations program, which is a two-day video-based program that focuses on delivering your message. You do 7 presentations in 2 days, and each presentation is reviewed out of the classroom with another trainer. That's where the coaching happens outside the classroom. You come back in and deliver your next program, and then back to the review room for your coaching. Those are our public offerings, and they're still available today. Where we've branched out since then is we're doing a lot more customized corporate solutions or in-house business for organizations. And we can design anything that is from that could be 2 hours to 4 hours to a full day to spaced out, spaced programs in team member engagement, customer service, leadership presentations, process improvement, and management. So we can take modules to blend and create a program very specifically based on an organization's need. Several years ago, we partnered with a company called Profiles International. We have a suite of assessment products, individual as well as organizational, you know, culture survey types of things. And our fourth area, which we're very excited about, you mentioned it, is Dale Carnegie Digital. We have, over the last 3 to 4 years, positioned ourselves as one of the leaders now in live online training. And so we're now offering live online training people can take from their office, people can take from their home, and sign up and get a Dale Carnegie experience live online, just as though you were in the classroom. We have chat rooms, we have whiteboards, we have breakout discussions, a lot of things. The live online experience is as real as you can get without getting into the classroom.
Well, you know, it's interesting as we talk about Dale Carnegie. It's a well-known name. It was very, very in chic, if you would say, in the 90s, right? 2000s. It was
I remember those days well.
Right. It was the peak, right? It was the peak of it. And we've seen a lot of change over the last few years. And, of course, a lot has happened in the economy, right? A lot of things happened in the last few years. Where do you see the growth potential for an organization who says to themselves, okay, we're looking at retaining talent today. We're looking at finding, retaining great talent. We're looking at thinking of succession planning. We're looking at organizations that say, hey, I need to prepare my people for the next step, that next role as they grow. The millennials are coming in. All this is part of where people look at it and they say, okay, well, I know Dale Carnegie, but kind of like that was for my dad. Right? Yep. My dad kind of took those courses, right? Yep. And so how do I know that it's still relevant today?
Yeah, fair question. And that frustrates us as well, right? That whole perception that's there. And it seems to me we've been battling that for a long time. I think the things that are happening now are the efforts being made with our website to make that a functional, user-friendly way for people to access the Carnegie methodology or the program offerings. And there's a lot on the website for white papers and blogs and things like that, that people can get a pretty good taste for the fact that we are contemporary. One of the reasons we've survived for 103 years is because we've been able to shift our focus and stay current with all of the current trends and needs, one of which is succession planning, talent management that you talked about. Organizations, you know, there's a lot of boomers like me that are getting done. I think it's the latest I hear is 10,000 a day.
That's about right, they say, yeah.
Okay. So how do I plan for this knowledge and experience that's leaving? What we found is our Dale Carnegie programs will give an individual a shortcut. I had a CEO tell me recently, Dave, I think the Dale Carnegie course saved us 3 years in Bob's development. He was taking over, and he said it shortcut because it gave him a toolbox of not only ways to communicate, but ways to interact with other people and the confidence to make decisions and think critically. And so there's a lot of soft skill reasons that an organization would probably want to use Dale Carnegie training to grow and develop their people, plus the fact they're looking for it. The millennials are looking for that kind of growth and development opportunity. They don't stay long if they don't get those types of things.
No, that's very true. And we're talking with David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie, Maine. You know, you talk about millennials. Millennials really do look and say, hey, I want to be developed. I want to be trained. I want more. It's more about me growing and developing, right? Not as much about the company, even though the company is the vehicle. And as we all know today, if people stay 2, 3, 4 years, you've done really well.
There you go.
To hold them on. But if they see a value in staying with an organization, they'll stay longer, right?
Right.
If they feel like they're being taken care of. So you know, when you're looking at these blended approaches through digital and in-house training or through public courses, and we're going to talk about that more a little bit as the program evolves, where do you see that proper blend between digital, in-class, in-house training and development?
About 3 years ago, as an example, I had a company that reached out to me that were making plans to grow very aggressively, and they made a decision they wanted to grow organically. They wanted to take the inside people and give them that motivation, that ladder, that road to the top. And in particular, the group I worked with was in the sales area. And these people were all over the country. They were spread out all over the United States. And so cost was a factor. How can we get these people the training they need? The challenge they faced is they took their top-performing salespeople and wanted them to be managers.
Of course. And
you know, I can see you nodding,
yeah.
Right? You know, you've been there, you've done that. That's a tough transition.
It is, and sometimes not the best choice. But
Right. And doers have a hard time being managers. So they needed a toolbox, some ways to plan and organize and motivate and delegate and coach and things like that. So we developed a blended approach whereby they did some pre-work live online. Then they flew into Portland for 3 days of live in-person training to do some practice and some talent development and some skill development. And then after the program, there was a follow-up live online project that they went, and they developed one that they did in-house, but from all over the country calling in. So they saved a lot of money and gave their people spaced out training opportunities. So there's two things. The spacing is the thing that creates retention, and it's hard to do that if everybody's all over the country to come in weekly.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a blended approach.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's a blended approach, and it works very, very well, and we have more and more organizations that are asking for this through our website, through some of the advertising that's going on. And so we're getting inquiries now more than we ever have saying, I'm curious about this blended approach. We found that there's companies right within Maine because of the geographical constraints. They're very interested in that option. If you have people in Presque Isle, if you have people in Bangor, people Machias, you know, that here's an option to train these people with some time-tested and proven methodology.
You're listening to David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie, Maine. You're on the HR Power Hour at News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Hi, this is Carfax. You already say, show me the Carfax. But now you can say, show me millions of used cars for sale at the all-new Carfax.com, where now you can search with the power of Carfax. Want cars with no accidents reported? You got them. Used cars that are well-maintained? You can find those too. Even one-owner cars are just a click away. Plus, we're the only site where you get a free Carfax report with every car for sale. So, find the cars you want, avoid the ones you don't. Start your used car search at Carfax.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we're talking with David Stearns, president of Dale Carnegie Maine. David, we talked about in the last segment a little bit about the history and a little bit about why it's still relevant today. And we're talking about, of course, leadership training, communications training, sales training, training for organizations and development. You do not only organizational training for companies, but you do public training. And these are public trainings that people can go to, anyone can go to. So I guess the first question is, what's the difference, or is there a difference? And second, why would somebody go to a public course rather than, you know, if a company would want to have it internally? What's this all about?
Well, there's a couple of factors that influence that, David. The appeal of a public class has always been that an organization that's looking to grow and develop their people may have that individual that needs some special training in a special area, be it leadership or management or sales. And this affords them an opportunity to get very specific training for a very specific individual in a very specific area without having to invest a lot of money to bring a program in-house for 20 people or 15 people or something like that. So sometimes it's a budgetary issue. More often than not, though, it's a need issue. And the company says that our ongoing customers plan for this, and they regularly send people they're growing and developing because they know it works. They get the results that they anticipated. They see the growth in the individuals, and they continue to see it. The nature of our public programs is space-time, that the learning, the retention is much higher if there is a space-time aspect to the training. They get a chance to try out some concept the next week, come back into the training environment. They get it reinforced. They get a chance to debrief it, to discuss why it did or didn't work, maybe a human relations principle or a communication method or something like that. So there's a lot of validation and reinforcement. The second session, you pick up something new, you go try that, and the third and the fourth and the fifth. The Dale Carnegie Skills for Success program, the one we're best known for, some people call it the flagship Dale, is 8 weeks long. It's once a week for 8 weeks. And throughout the 8 weeks, it's primarily the goal is to build an individual's confidence. For a couple of reasons, confidence to communicate better, clearer, more concisely, more meaningfully, to develop a better understanding of people, the people skills side, be better able to get results through people, and then control stress and tension. Dale Carnegie wrote a book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, that goes with the program. And it's his second highest bestseller. And it offers some practical advice on how to put stress and tension in perspective in our lives. We can't eliminate it. We just have
we
to.
We would like to.
It would be nice. Well, yeah. The graveyard has a lot of people that figured out how to eliminate stress.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
We don't want to go
true.
There.
No,
it's
we
the
don't.
Only place.
Yeah.
So this in all of those aspects at various points in the program are covered, right, and discussed, and commitments are made with the principals and in the both the worry book as well as the How to Win Friends book. And so an organization gets that individual focus as needed. The other benefit, and this is the argument for, the individual can come in and get a – maybe it's a more horizon-expanding experience by interacting with other people from other companies and – a kind of a broader experience, more worldly experience than if it's just in-house with their stuff. And for some goals and aspirations of companies, they want it, their stuff. They want it in-house. They want it our culture, our language. And so we tailor it to them. Others want their individuals to have that, they call it the public experience. They get different insights. So you get a broader exposure. They also sometimes learn that the grass isn't always greener when they hear the stories that come out of the class, the challenges and things like that. So sometimes it impacts retention. Like, boy, you know.
Well, you know, it's also, I think about for smaller companies who maybe only have 3, 5, 7, 10 employees.
Exactly.
Right? And maybe can only put one person in or really only need one person to go in that. leadership development or training or really has communication issues. So, you know, I do agree with you. I see a lot of individual contributors that get promoted to management, but they don't necessarily have the management skill or the communication skill because they've always been an individual contributor, and now they're being thrust into this new role, and through no fault of their own, you know, a lot of companies promote people because they do really well at their job. It's not the best way to promote them, right? Because the reality is, you know, you got to look at what are the soft skills. So I do think for small companies it makes sense.
Oh yes, it does. Yeah, and mid-sized companies that we do a lot of work with mid-sized companies that aren't. And I'm saying 100, 200, 300 employees that don't have a formalized organizational development or training department. This is a great resource for them to get the kind of training that the bigger companies have the departments for and the on-site trainers for and that can provide their employees with that kind of a readily available environment. So it moves from the small companies certainly up into the mid-sized companies. And that's our sweet spot. That's where we have most of our business, although we do have individuals from the larger firms here in Maine that regularly send people to
sure.
Yale County.
You know, when you're talking about public courses, somebody might say, well, you know, from a training and development standpoint, I'm looking at this course and going, I don't know if I want to be in public showing my weaknesses to
that's
others,
it.
Right? I mean, this is mm-hmm. – how is that – or how do companies, how do HR people in this particular case who we're talking today, the audience, how do business leaders, how do owners talk to their leaders and say, hey, this is good for you and it's okay to go to a public course?
Right. Well, and that's double-edged because the option is what if you don't train them and they stay? I mean, which is that isn't what the goal is. If the goal is for them to be more confident and competent when they're communicating the only way to do that is put them in an environment where that happens. You can't do this through reading or watching videos. That doesn't create change. We learn to do by doing. And so in an environment with a professional coach that's designed, if you teed up a golf ball and swung and sliced the ball and you put another ball down and did it again and you did that 10 times, you've learned to slice perfectly, right? Practice makes permanent, not necessarily perfect. So you need a coach in those environments that's going to bring out the things that you need to be more articulate, a stronger delivery, more voice power, better tone, better consideration, more emotional impact in your message. That comes from the coaching in the program. So many people are fearful coming into a Dale Carnegie class or any class, not just a Dale Carnegie class, anything where they know this is going to be participatory and I'm going to have an opportunity here to express myself. And if that's important to the goals for the individual, that's the environment that it should happen in.
What are some of the courses? And by the way, we're talking with David Stearns, president of Dale Carnegie, Maine. What are some of the courses that are public? What are maybe the top five courses that you see people taking? We'll talk about the stuff that's coming up in the first half of the year because I think it's important so that people will know. But what are some of the top courses people take?
Well, our most popular course is the Dale Carnegie course. It's called Skills for Success. It's an 8-week program, goes once a week, about 3.5-hour sessions. And that's the program that builds confidence through building communication skills and leadership skills. We have a 3-day sales training program. And 3 days, I mean it's 3 full days, usually 3 consecutive Mondays or 3 consecutive Fridays. And that is designed to build your selling confidence by giving you the tools and the cycle, the sales cycle that'll help you facilitate a sales conversation, a scale.
And what's the title of that?
That's called the Dale Carnegie Sales Training, Winning Through Relationship Selling.
Okay.
That's a formal, kind of a long title. I call it our sales training.
Okay.
And the value of that is that it's framed around the customer or client relationship. That's the central theme in our sales training. And it simply says this: you don't ever compromise a relationship for a tool or a technique that might be seen as manipulative or slick or you know, underhanded. So it's about professional selling, and it's about creating a relationship first, connecting with an individual, and then collaborating so that the needs are well identified in both the customer's eyes as well as the sales professionals. Then a very unique individualized solution can be developed. The solution may be a public program. The solution may be something needs to be tailored and brought in-house. It depends on budget. It depends on goals and content and desires and things like that. The sales training also helps deal with hesitation, manage if the perception is off, how to deal with perception issues and hesitation issues, and then, of course, confirm and secure a commitment. And as well as pre-approach aspects like prospecting and networking and then the follow-through and stay-in-touch issues. And social media today gives so many more tools for staying in touch and following through on things than we've ever had before. So it's a great time for professional selling. It's a great time for sales training to blend the, kind of the current thinking around what's going on versus versus some of the dated perceptions of selling.
So you have the first main program, which is learning about communication and how to do it for yourself and be better at it for confidence.
You bet.
And then the second one is sales training. What's the third and fourth ones that are really popular?
Okay. The third is our high-impact presentations program. And that's a two-day program that focuses just on the delivery of your message, high impact, how to deliver with impact, how to with both your vocal – your verbal as well as your nonverbal, right, and your animation and your tone and gesture. We blend all of the factors that go into your message in a two-day format. You do seven different presentations from an introduction all the way to the final presentation. It's called Selling Change. Each presentation is videoed, and then you take your presentation, USB presentation, into another room with another coach, and you're coaching and review the film and work on certain aspects to improve the effectiveness. And then you come back into the room and you try that stuff out immediately. And so that one's recorded, and then you go back and review that one. So it's an immersion, and yet it does have the space-time learning in it. And we see some remarkable transformations in 2 days.
No, I can imagine. The videotaping always is scary, yet effective, right?
It's exactly right. For many, it's the first time they've seen themselves,
right?
And so that can be a character building experience,
yeah, without
right?
question,
right,
of that alone.
Right.
All right. How about the fourth most popular course?
All right, our fourth most, and we predominantly do this in house because any of these programs could be lifted into an organization without any changes. And I have several customers that do that. They want the public format, but they want it brought in-house. But the other one is our Leadership Advantage program, and that's a 3-day, or it can be 7 weeks. And any of these programs, I said the sales can be 3 days. That can be 8 weeks. We can spread these out, or we can compress them for organizations. The management program focuses at the functional, a process side of being a manager. We feel the key to leadership these days is balancing people and process, right? You can't favor one over the other, and the challenge for individuals is how do I balance those? This program, Leadership Advantage, focuses on that aspect, and it shifts from doing to leading, from managing people and managing process, right? People, the leadership aspect, people support a world they help create. That's the leader in each of us as individuals. The process, though, people will support a process that helps them succeed. And unfortunately, there's a lot of damaged processes out there. That's why mistakes are made, things aren't completed on time. And so this, in a comprehensive way, looks at innovation and planning and organizing or performance, accountability, handling mistakes, coaching. And though all those tools are aspects of being a good manager as opposed to a good leader, the leadership is the soft skills, the human relations. A manager has to have the toolbox too, the planning tools, the goal-setting goals, the time management tools. We has to have those things to succeed these days. Organizations used to be able to afford leaders and managers. They can't anymore. You have to wear both hats. And that's sometimes a right brain, left brain conflict. So there has to be an understanding that you need both these days in most organizations.
We're talking with David Stern, the president of Dale Carnegie Maine. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Okay, so you heard me say I never play board games because they're boring. It's true. So many games that our parents play, they're boring. They take forever to play. I couldn't take it. I just played a new game, and for crying out loud, I take back what I said. This game's fantastic. It's called Wits and Wagers. The guy who showed me how to play it said at the beginning, you're not supposed to know the answers. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, yeah, really? Whoa, I like this game already. I'm not supposed to know the answers. We started playing, and it was a blast. I mean, I loved it. You didn't want to stop playing. We started playing in this studio, and it was a blast. I loved it. I kept saying, okay, one more round. I'm telling you from experience, Wits and Wagers is great. Get around the table with your friends and play. You're going to have a blast. It only takes about 20 minutes to play. Do you hear that? 20 minutes. Even my short attention span can go 20 minutes and play Wits and Wagers. The rules are easy. Even I could learn. Wits and Wagers, the best party game ever. You can find it at Target, Toys R Us, Barnes & Noble. Remember the name, Wits and Wagers.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we're talking with David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie Maine. David, thanks again for being on the show.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You know, we talked about in the last segment some of the public courses that are coming up. And at the end of the show, we're going to be talking about where people can go to actually hear about the ones for the first couple months here in 2016. But you also talked about doing programs for companies themselves.
Yes.
In-house programs.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the question that an HR professional or a CEO would ask. And you mentioned a little bit on the last segment, well, we want to keep our culture. We want to have it kind of be internal. We want it to be more about us and not others. But you did also mention that it does require a different thought process, a different way of structuring the course.
Yes.
So talk to us about what the difference is between the public course and what somebody who wants to bring it internally into their organization can expect the same and different.
Okay. All right, a couple of examples. On Tuesday morning, I was with a company. And the focus was a 2.5-hour customer service focus for that organization. This is the structure of the corporate in-house solution is it's going to be two sessions, one this week and one next week. So there's a week of space time in there, very focused at attitudes towards customer service and effective first impressions. So it was in the meeting with the CEO and the owner. He has the whole company. There's 27 people. The whole company is in the training to give them an overall reminder of how important consistent customer service is and how it's everybody's job. It's on everybody's job description. So the CEO, CFO are in the class, as well as the service and the sales and the administration. So it's the entire organization that's getting this immersion and reminder into some world-class customer service principles. Now, we draw on a reservoir of over 150 modules that we have created through our product development people, which, by the way, is ISO 9001 certified. We're the only training organization that has a certified product tailoring team in place through ISO 9001, which has an appeal to a lot of manufacturing companies.
Absolutely.
Like that. Yeah, yeah. So we have a available under the headings of customer service, or maybe it's leadership or management or sales or process improvement. You can either blend or you can select from 10, 15, or 20 available topics. For instance, in customer service, there's attitudes towards service. There's the effective first impressions. There's turning service into sales, developing customer loyalty. I mean, they can you can pick and choose. If you want to blend team building with customer service, you can plug and play from both columns to design and develop your own program. We like to be heavily involved in that. We know more about the content. And so in the conversations and collaborations, we can pretty much put together a very specific program. That's the one hand. I also have a company that asks me to take the Skills for Success, the 8-week program, and bring it in-house. And it's for their salespeople to develop confidence, public speaking skills. Their method of marketing is through networking. So they want them competent in speaking at networking events and trade shows and things like that. So they're focusing, even though it's the salespeople, on building those softer skills, the customer relationships. We have programs. I did a program recently for an IT department, giving them some process and soft skills, and it was a full day once a month for 6 months. So they spaced it out for a full day only once a month. I have some organizations that do it. I just finished a sales program for an organization that did it a full day every other week. So it was on Tuesday, skip a week.
So it can be really be customized, oh, yeah. right, to yeah. whatever the organization yeah. fits into their time schedule, fits into their. Right. Is there a case where it can be too far apart? Do you recommend that it's within yes. a month? Or I mean, how do you recommend that?
Well, it depends on the goals, what they're trying to achieve. The key to keeping it close is obviously the looping that happens. Well, okay, here's what we talked about last time. How'd you do? So you can kind of pull a thread to it. The further you get out, about a month is as far out as I've liked to go from experience. It was kind of tough in that application, pulling them back into the process and the environment after a month. It did work. Other organizations would schedule a quarterly engagement, a half-day engagement, because they wanted very specific. Let's talk about communicating with different personalities. Let's talk about change engagement. And they want a sprinkling of different topics over maybe a quarterly basis. The ideas are generated, the relationships are built, and the objectives are achieved because they want kind of exposure to two or three or four different kinds of things.
So we're talking about blending this information for a company, different programs that can all be blended. We mentioned in the first segment when we went back about the digital part, right? The digital Dale Carnegie. How does a company use the digital format along with the format of classes or some format in that aspect? How does it digitally work together? Do they take a digital course, then they take this course? How does that all work?
Well, it's pretty much the way they want it to work. The example I cited earlier, they designed their digital program for an in-house application. And so it was very specific, tailored to them. They hosted it on a certain day, and everybody dialed in from all over the country.
Is that live training or yes. is that video training?
Oh, it's live online.
It's live online.
So they come in through Adobe platform, and they have their headset, so they can speak and they can talk, they can mute, they can chat on a chat board. They weigh in on whiteboards with brainstorming and idea exchanges. They can break out. They actually break them out.
In chat rooms.
And they have conversations. Then they weigh back in and debrief as a group. So all of the same kinds of things can be happened in a digital format. And we recently had a project with a local company that was all local, but because of the nature of their business, to get them all together was not possible. So they chose to buy some subscriptions to our live online programs, and the people signed up to the ones that fit their schedule. We have ongoing public live online programs, very topical, and those can be all fine on our website, main.dalecarnegie.com, and you can choose either digital or do I want to go to the live stuff, the in-person stuff, and so you can pretty much design your own curriculum to meet your individual needs.
So this blended approach of digital and in-person training really does work. So let's talk about the ROI, because as you know, when you talk to a CFO, you talk to a senior leader, you talk to a COO, talk to an owner, CEO, they always say, how do you measure soft skill results, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a legitimate
exactly.
question. I hear it
yes.
all the time.
Right.
How do you get return on investment from training other than the fact that you'll see it? Well, you'll see it doesn't always convince mm-hmm. financial people, right? they do that.
Absolutely.
So talk to me about some of the measurements or how the things you talk about the return on investment for companies.
Right. Exactly. And there's a couple of ways that we approach that. And in every graduation, at every final session of our public programs and certain major online in-house programs, an assessment, a voice of customer, is emailed to each participant to rate the effectiveness of the training. Now, it's level one. It gives an initial sense. It is the metric that we automatically have in place. It's how we, Dale Carnegie, hold ourselves accountable to trainer effectiveness and design and delivery and relevance and all of those things. So there's a statistically valid questionnaire that goes out that we solicit feedback from all of our participants. And those are blended and published, so you can see national figures rating different programs and even different trainers. So those metrics are available. We do have assessment products that measure ROI. If companies want that and want to make the investment, we have people that design the measurement metrics. And then through 6 months later, an assessment weigh in, they can gauge and statistically measure ROI. So we have products that do that, and they can be designed into the training. And if the desire is to have a number or a metric that they want to see the needle move, we can create an assessment tool that will pre and post. We'll do it before the training, immediately after, and then 3 or 6 or a year out, whatever.
I think that's important because companies really say, hey, if I'm going to invest in my most important asset, which is my team,
right,
I want to know that it's going to be effective. Right. We all go to conferences. We all go to different things. We get hooped up. We get rah-rahed. We come back.
You bet.
We maybe take one or two little things from the conference. We put them into play for about 2 or 3 weeks, and then the world hits, and we've forgotten basically what we've learned at the conference and moved on. So it's the staying power, the stickiness of the development is, I think, when companies think about, if I'm going to invest in training, if I'm going to invest in leadership development, if I'm going to invest in communication training, how do I know it's actually going to take hold?
Right. And for many of our clients, that's an anecdotal thing. I was at a graduation on Tuesday night, and I had one of the leaders of the organization, and it's an international company that sends people locally. And she said to me that, and she mentioned a name of a graduate from 6 or 8 months ago, and she said it's remarkable how the behavior changed and how these concepts and principles show up all the time, and what a great leader he has blossomed into. So, and of course, testimonial letters. We'll get testimonials out of the blue 6 or 8 months later saying, guess what? So we know, and to your point, that's not enough for CFOs and financial people and people that want to be able to justify any kind of an investment. So for some customers, they see it and they know, and so they keep sending people. Newer customers are looking for those kinds of metrics, and we have the tools in place. If that's desired, we can do that.
We're talking with David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie Maine. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Real experience, real insight.
We're following this explosive story.
Nothing gets by Greta. Then.
This is all BS. What was that all about?
There's no spin and no question. O'Reilly dominates. Plus, smart, sharp, and cutting edge.
It's the news of the day, but with a little heat.
Megan delivers. And Sean seals the deal with fearless talk.
What part of that are you understanding?
Most watched, most trusted, Fox News Channel.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at JacksonLewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we've been speaking with David Stearns, president of Dale Carnegie Maine. David, I wanted to give an opportunity now for you to provide to the audience the upcoming public courses that are happening in the months of January and February, okay, 2016, so that people who are thinking about, hey, maybe something here interests me, can actually hear what is coming up, or at least what has been currently announced. There could be more, I know. Everything changes. But
go to the website.
Currently announced.
Yeah, go to the website, main.dalecarnegie.com, to confirm all of this. But the first offering that I'd like to talk about is our High Impact Presentations Program. That's, I talked about this earlier. That's our two-day program on delivering a message with authority, ease, and credibility, responding to challenging questions, a variety of situations when you might be in a presentation mode. That's two consecutive days, December 15th and 16th.
So this is 2015. I think I mentioned before were talking about 16, but I want to mention this is also December 15 and 16, 2015.
Right. And they go from 9 to 5 both days at Husson University in Westbrook.
At the campus.
Yeah, Westbrook campus.
Perfect. Yep.
Right, right. The second program is our flagship program, the Dale Carnegie course. That's starting in 2016 on January 21st. That's the first of 8 weekly sessions. It goes from 4 to 7:30 p.m. 4 to 7:30 p.m. That's the program on confidence, strengthening relationships, being a more effective leader, dealing more effectively with people.
So it is every Thursday for 8 weeks, starting January 21st, and it's from 4 to 7:30 p.m.
Correct. And we always tell people this time of year, you know, reserve a couple of dates at the other end. We do cancel for snow.
Yes, I understand.
All right.
You know, so, and we do live in Maine.
We tell people, you know, you might want to mark off 10 weeks just to be safe. And so we do that. The third program is the Dale Carnegie Sales Training. That's going to be on three consecutive Mondays, starting January 25th, moving into February 1st and February 8th. That also is over at the Husson University Westbrook campus.
And these are full days, 9 to 5.
9 to 5, full days. That's correct. Before I move on, I've got to put a plug in for the book. Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, is the base text in all of these programs. It's been a bestseller since it was first published in 1936, stayed on the bestseller list every year since then, nearly 80 years as a bestseller in the business category. Last year was number 8. People are telling us now these principles are more relevant than they were when they were first written. The wired world, the technology world, has actually caused people to start to not be competent in some of these face-to-face skills. So this has a lot of relevance. We also have some one-day seminars coming up. One is called Reduce Workplace Negativity with Enthusiasm. That's all day, 9 to 5, on December 17th. And then we have one called Step Up to Leadership on January 6th, all day, 9 to 5, on a one-day program on leadership skills.
So there's a lot of public courses coming up.
Yes.
That's great. And I think people need to really consider what it is that they can learn from this, right? How they can become a better leader, how they can communicate better, how they can deal with negativity better. These are just basic principles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also know, and I'll just bring this up because I know that we've spoken about it. Students, this could be quite relevant for.
Oh, yes.
So are these public courses available for students?
Oh, yes. We've had people in our public programs as young as 16 years of age who do extremely well. In fact, they are a great blend to a public class. So they bring in a whole new dimension, a whole new reality, and they do very, very well.
Yeah, I would think they do. And because it's also something that they have to learn
exactly.
For college. They really need it for the business world, yeah. And they don't talk a lot about it. All right, so we've talked about the courses, Dave. As we wrap up the show today, give me the top three things that HR professionals, business leaders, owners think about when they're getting ready to train or develop their teams. What are the top three things they should think about?
I think one of the things, particularly in this day and age and the age of the globalization, they should look for an organization that can deliver globally. And take the same competencies, the same methodology, and deliver it, whether it's Tokyo or Thailand or Europe or all of those places. And Dale Carnegie does that. We're available, and we have programs in 80 countries around the world. The second one is that it should be a local touch, though. If you're going to do training in Maine, I think that the training organization should be from Maine to give a local touch to the Maine issues, the main environments. Dale Carnegie does that as well. The third thing I think is important is, does it work? Can you prove it, and who says so besides you? And I think 103 years and the companies here in Maine that have used Dale Carnegie over and over again are testimony to the fact that it works. It does work. And over 450 of the Fortune 500 companies regularly send key people to our programs, people they're growing and developing, because they know it works.
As we wrap up, Dave, tell me the last thing that you say to yourself, why you do this every day.
I do this because it's, for me personally, extremely fulfilling to be a change agent for people. And I say that because as a business owner, but also as a trainer, I spend a lot of my time in the classroom, and I'm a part of helping people change and develop and grow. And that's very rewarding. I mean, I got a pretty good outcome, pretty good result, a pretty good product that creates change and a lot of loyalty as a result.
We've been talking with David Stearns. He's the president of Dale Carnegie Maine. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me, David.
Next week on the HR Power Hour, two attorneys from Verrill Daner Law Firm will be here. Twani Alvarez and Doug Currier are going to be discussing religion in the workplace. A very blessed topic that we need to make sure that we know about and how to handle. That's on the next HR Power Hour. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.